that.
Quickly, where can people find you on that?
So everybody just take a real big sigh, because stuff has been happening around the world, but in America as well. Welcome to News on the Flip Side Live Monday. Excuse me, News on the Flip Side Monday edition with Lily White and Joe Montaldo. Joe's not wearing his awesome hat that I love him to wear. It's okay. It's okay. And he's got nothing on his monitor behind him. It's okay. I'm sorry we're late. I'm sorry.
Yeah, we late, guys. We had a couple of weirdnesses going on. Here we go.
Technical difficulty. Not a yellow hat.
That's the Cadillac hat, guys.
You should have got that in black.
Actually, that was that's my mom brought me that the other day, and she'd be a Cadillac fan.
I am too. I got a Cadillac in the garage, but boo.
She's a big fan of the Caddy Caddy.
Yellow?
Yeah. But that's on the other strange thing. Wow, I can see myself on this other screen. How weird. I'm just going to be weird. I'm not going to be able to deal with that.
And I can hear some kind of back talk. Y'all, it's a day. It's a day today.
Y'all got anything else out of Lily, let me know. Because that means we got to bleed through somewhere else. It's a new system we're trying tonight. So Christina George is off tonight. We started late. So we're trying a new computer.
Why is Christina off? Why?
Some bet she found some sexy man, Chippendale or something. I don't know.
She's cheating on me. Why?
No, actually, I think she's having, she's getting some checkups or something. She had told me earlier, but I don't like to talk about people's business on ASF.
No, wifey's cheating on me.
Unless their name starts with an S. I'm sorry. Y'all will find out. Tune in Wednesday, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all will find out what I'm
talking about. There's two S's, technically.
Yes, you're right. Technically, there is. Wait, is that like Trump's stupid shithole comment?
Let's start off that on MLK.
Yeah, let's just talk about that from the get-go. Okay, all right, now, first off, I have no doubt that Trump called him shithole countries. I'm not even going to try to argue the fact that he did, but here comes the other problem. Where's the beef? Where's the evidence? Okay, all the Republicans said he didn't say it. Lindsey Graham still said he didn't say it. And Lindsey Graham said, yeah. He said something. Lindsey said it. So, I mean, now, the only one that said it said that the butthole comment was, what was his name? Durbin? Dunbar? What the hell was his name? He's the one that gave us that one. So, I don't know, guys. I got to be honest with you. I would have been more upset about it, but I have to agree with you. Some of the countries are shitholes. I mean, what do you call Haiti? Look, people in Haiti, don't get offended, but your country is a shithole. Because it is. What else can you call it?
But what happened to Haiti? What happened?
Well, he got smacked down I mean, they got the smackdown put on. I mean.
So Dominican Republic, that island that was just, an island in the beginning, they separated. Then you have the Dominican Republic and you got Haiti. For those of y'all who don't know, they're together. They're on the same landmass. And it's like, all y'all darkies, stay in Haiti. If you're Dominican and you're kind of like getting with somebody lighter, you're progressing the race. That's a thing over there. So then it's like, we're going to disenfranchise you as much as we can. Everybody that's about something, got something, come over here. Screw everybody over there. And then earthquakes and all this other kind of stuff. Just disasters all the time. I got fatigued in terms of Haiti aid because there's just always something going on over there.
It is sad too because, they shouldn't get hate on the way they do, but that's like a friend of mine.
Abuses them.
Well, all the way around, they're in a bad spot. And then, and then people are like, well, why don't we give them aid? Well, right now, currently, we're trying to give aid to Puerto Rico and California, not including Texas, Florida, Louisiana, Mississippi.
After the earthquake, how many houses were made within a year? Six. There's corruption issues.
Oh, right? Yeah. There's
I
definitely.
Want to defend Trump. I want to defend Trump in terms of Haiti and a lot of different African countries. We have corruption issues. We have those here in the United States. We have those in China as well. But in terms of impoverished, suffering countries where we're trying to make it better, you're doing what we can. Seeing as America has one of the worst poverty rates in any first world nation, which is ridiculous. We're trying to do what we can, but on the ground, can y'all work with us? So the different organizations we sent to Haiti and their government officials are keeping it a S-hole. As much as the United States has taken advantage of various nations, including, yeah, there's a hat, including Haiti, it's a matter of, all right, we have to work together. The United States can't be the godmother of the world and just provide everything we could, but our budget is ridiculous already. Just 60% just going to our own folks. We got a lot of poverty over here, too. American poverty is rich in a lot of different countries, but in America, where those people, it's poverty. Okay, so it's a difficult situation, and I don't blame Trump for saying different African countries. He said Africa in general, which is BS, but different African countries in Haiti and different South
America. I would have said he was racist, but he included South America and a few other places besides that, so that kind of took the racist edge off of it. But
well, I mean, it's still racist because he's white.
America
had a role in terms of all those different countries, but it's the fact of the matter that I can't necessarily outright deny it due to the bigotry, but the corruption in various countries where we can give y'all aid, we can give y'all straight up money, but you have your own issues to deal with. Make it better. Like, okay, I don't want to go here, but in terms of the racist white people who are like African Americans, should be happy that they were brought over here. Like, my DNA test said 30% Nigerian. I'm like, no, I don't want to live there. I'm glad I'm an American. I'm a patriotic man. Of course, I love the country that my generations of my family have been born in. I wouldn't be what I was if we weren't brought over here without consent. But I'm glad I'm American. Just like all the actual African, not Afro, but African-American people that come over here. You coming over here? Now, the funny part about it was Trump was like, I want more people from Norway. And then Norway, no, thank you. I'm good over here. We good over here. Bye.
We don't want to leave them in Norway. I'm sorry.
Yeah. And the funniest part, he also went on to say, we need less white liberals. And I'm like, do you understand the politics of Norway? Of course you don't. Because
but you know what? He might be right there now, because Norway and Austria and Denmark and I think it was Sweden all elected, guess what? Conservative leaders, two of which is their first time in like 100 years.
That's totally understandable during the due to the current wave of, you know, pushback in terms of 30, 40 years of socialism, but a Norwegian conservative is a Democrat in this country, and you just have to look up the spectrum. Just look it up for yourselves. Look it up for yourselves, please. So it's just like Trump, sweetheart. If a Norwegian conservative came over here, they would be a Democrat. That's the country, and that's part of why they're better off. You may pay a ridiculous amount in taxes in all of Europe, but we're a little better off in terms of the things that we take priority. Housing, your job sucks because you work and you don't get the same kind of pay, base pay, salary, or bonuses, but you have this nice life. So it's like he just didn't quite understand the politics of Norway. Universal health care, all these liberal policies that we fight hard to get in this country, they are, yeah. So you're really going to tell me a Norwegian conservative is a conservative in America?
I would think a Norwegian conservative is a middleist, is what I would think.
Probably.
They might vote a little right. They might vote a little left.
We go back and forth. Depends on the tax issues.
The problem for all the countries in Europe is right now is there seems to be a conservative push. And you can see some of these normally liberal countries now become more conservative. And there's a couple of reasons why. One, Russia and China, well, Russia first. Russia puts out a plan the other day on how to invade Europe.
Let's talk about conservatism versus liberalism. And in terms of our country, we've made it synonymous with Democrat and Republican. So, you know, let's base it on that. There's a reason why I'm a moderate Republican. Because Republicans believe the first and primary responsibility of at least the executive is foreign affairs. So when you have global terrorism, almost 20 years since 9/11. Anyway, and before that, it was already going on before that. Starting with the Mujahideen, Mujahideen, which America created. When you have 20 to 30 years of terrorism in your country, you're going to get a little conservative. Like, yo, I'm sorry. I don't care about your transgender issues. I don't care about anything, you know, because we're all going to get killed by these radicals. How about we focus on some foreign stuff? Like, really? And, you know, that's the core of Republicanism. You get fiscal conservatism, whatever, have you, whatever, I don't care. But core basis, the first point is foreign affairs, which is what we need after Obama. Like this, but you know, it's like, oh, if it was anybody but Trump or Hillary, I probably wouldn't miss Obama, but right now,
Not me. I'm glad he's gone. I can't afford Obama.
I can't either. And most of us can't in terms of upper class. But.
Yeah, but he did $14 trillion in debt. We can't have no more Obamas.
Half of that is going to happen regardless. And then
We can't have more Obamas. It has nothing to do with his skin color either.
When you have tax cuts on the wealthiest in any country, that's eliminating revenue. It's just, okay, take it as a business.
But it's not true. See, that's not true. That shows you where Democrats don't know. That's why there's more rich Republicans.
I'm talking about
that's why there's way more rich Republicans than there are Democrats. And the main reason why is they understand something. If we'll do this the easy way for people who really don't understand finances. All right, Microsoft is a big company making billions of dollars. Well, we just hit them. They pay 35% of all their revenue goes to taxes. So that leaves them 65%. Well, it doesn't matter. Then it was 35. So that leaves them 65% to pay their payroll, to expand their company. But the more important thing is RNA, advanced RNA. They've got to have this advanced research. This is billions and billions and billions and billions.
But so does the government, which gives out grants to...
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. They're not giving out grants to these guys, because these guys have got billions and billions of dollars. So the point being is if they're paying 35%, it doesn't leave raise money for the employees. What was the first thing you seen happen when this was cut? 368 countries immediately gave between $1 and $3 an hour raises. 180 of the largest countries in the company gave out bonuses. On top of that, if you're between 200 and 20,000, you got a $4,000 tax break this year. Automatically before you do anything else. So you're already in better standing than you were last year.
You know what, Joe, on your point, let's bring up an article you posted, which is so freaking funny. Yeah, you posted it. Walmart/Sam's Club. Yes, you did. Let's go, Joe.
Which article is it? We've got so many of these things.
Okay, after bonus announcement from Walmart.
Walmart. This is a good one. Yeah, go ahead. Read that one out.
Exactly. So Walmart is one of the biggest employers, one of our best. The Walmart family, the people that own Walmart, richest people in America, one of the richest people in America. They also own Sam's Club. If you don't know what Sam's Club, BJ's, or Costco is, so I'm going to go shopping, but I'm going to go shopping in bulk, which is closer to a manufacturer's discount. I'm going to buy straight from the manufacturer rather than the retail middleman, because the retail has to make money. So they buy it in bulk, and they sell it to you. Sam's Club, Costco, BJ's. Screw that. I'm just going to sell it to you. And you're going to buy in bulk. You got a family of four? You're going to buy 18 rolls of... No, not 18, but like 10 rolls of... You know, paper towels or something like that. You gotta buy a lot at these places.
Yeah,
but honestly, if you have a big family, it's actually really good. Like, I go to Walmart specifically to buy diapers and wipes. You know, it's like, I'm just gonna bunch of that right now, and it'll be just enough for when she grows out of it. Wipes, I'll just buy it all day. So expensive, but less expensive. Anyway, so you go to these places. But Walmart, who owns Sam's Club, closed 63 different Sam's Club stores after they guaranteed $1,000 bonuses.
Oh,
for giving out $1,000 bonuses, but only to people who have worked at a Walmart. If you work at Walmart, you get minimum wage. If you work there for longer and longer and you're a little rut, you get more money. A little bit of money.
A lot more, yeah. You got to make management to make money at Walmart. But
yes,
Lily didn't give you the icing on the cake for that article. Well, there's an article above it.
They also, yes. Thousands of co-managers. Co-managers, a.k.a. we are both managers. No, we're going to fire a bunch of co-managers who get paid more than regular employees. And we're going to hire assistant managers. So that's a cut in salary. So they didn't take it out of the bonus of the tax cut. They took it out of their operational expenses at the end of the day. And the best part about it is that these bonuses that go out account to $400 million of their profits. This is profit. Since the 1970s, people have not been paid according to the production of their work. All right? So it's been stagnated. Wages have been stagnated in America. Production has increased. So then, all right, $400,000. With this tax cut to Walmart, in 1 year, they get $1.85 billion.
And the museum.
Okay, so $400 million divided. Okay, $8.85 billion divided by 48. That's like a fifth. That's less than, but close to a fifth. What they'll make in 1 year. They didn't say they'll give these bonuses every year. This is one time. And you got to be working there 20 years to get that $1,000.
And that's Walmart. AT&T gave $1,000, $3,000, $5,000, and $10,000.
AT&T employed in Walmart. Walmart employs so many people.
Yeah, but AT&T employs a lot too, and so does T-Mobile and all of them. They when you add them up together, they employ more than Walmart does. The problem here is this is what we've seen. We've seen a lot of big companies give raises and bonuses, and a lot of big companies are going to keep giving raises and bonuses. But it's not affecting the minimum wage. And for smaller companies that can't afford these kind of raises.
Thank you.
Bonuses,
that's the point.
It's not helping. It's not helping. Let's put it, you know what is really not helping? It's not helping the mom and pops. That's what it's not doing.
The people that employ the people directly in their community. Like, I know you, and I'm going to hire you. And this whole community will be raised up. And then guess what? Different communities will be raised up. And then we've got a town. Then we've got a state that's doing better. But mega corporations who don't give a crap. I'm going to open a store here. Because it's a good population for me to open it and looks good. Okay, I don't know you. I don't care. I'm living over here in Beverly Hills, Hamptons, whatever. Have you? I don't care. But the people that know you, that will hire
you, I got to be honest. Being out of business for myself, I am happy I'm paying 15% less.
I'm sure you're happy.
I'm not even going to lie about it.
Yeah, I mean, it's way better than Obama. I got to admit, it's still better than Obama, even for the middle small business.
36 was an unreasonable tax on business. You have to give business growth.
Let me look up real quick. Ronald Reagan's tax is after he reduced it.
20% tax for, because we already know cutting taxes worked under Reagan's era because he gave Clinton the money he needed to balance the budget, and Clinton admitted to that. So there's no reason to argue that Clinton didn't have a strong economy. He got a strong economy from Reagan. That's what
he
used.
So we can say the same thing.
You know, right, so in Obama's case, we got a stagnant economy that was sitting at 1.6 GDP, is what Trump inherited. 6 months after Trump took office.
After the Great Recession?
3.6.
After the Great Recession.
Come on. From 1.6 to 3.6 is a big difference. That's a big change.
Unprecedented. The Great Depression, which crippled this country.
This y'all might call it racist. Y'all could call this racist. Look at it like this. The only difference that made that GDP go from 1.6 to 3.6, because nobody did anything. Obama didn't do anything. Trump didn't do anything. It was simple fact that Trump was a businessman. And Obama was a community organizer. Big business had no faith in that president. Big business has big faith in this president. And I guarantee you in 2020, you will see a lot more big money behind this
guy. But you know what? But you know what, Joe? Why would that be? Why would that, as a Republican, I'm going to speak for him. Because Trump is
going to be that's why.
Because why? Why does the economy go up in terms of the stock market under a Republican? Because Republicans are essentially industry focused rather than customs focused.
And
so
you did see
you're going to do
regulations cut. Yeah, you see.
Yeah, it was, all these stuff like the BP oil spill when Republicans including Bush, which is why we had that latest BP oil spill. I'm going to cut regulations would cost you money. And whatever the disaster, whatever, we're just going to pay for it. But they cut regulations, which cost the company less. So then they can make more money, and it doesn't necessarily go, hasn't gone to their employees since the 70s. So it's like, yeah, the stock market is going to love somebody like Trump. You're a businessman, and you're running on the Republican ticket. So I'm going to say everything's going to be great under you.
Yeah, you got it. All business is going to like this guy. Even George Soros had to admit the other day that the economy is doing way better than he thought it was going to do. Even all the forecasters that were forecasting under Obama forecasted us to go down, not up. They were all way wrong, just like they were in the election. And for the most part, I find the news media and all the Democrats have just been completely wrong about Trump.
Let me read something from Senate.gov about under Reagan, because a lot of conservative Republicans want to say they're Reaganite. The share of income tax burden borne by the top percent of taxpayers increased from 48% in 1981 to 57.2% in 1988. Meanwhile, the share of income taxes paid by the bottom 50% of taxpayers dropped from 7.5% in 1981 to 5.7% in 1988. So even Reagan was like, okay, so what I did ain't working quite right. So I'm going to switch it around a little bit. And people forget that all the time. They're like, oh, Reagan dropped things. Guess what? Then he increased it. He was like, oh, balancing the budget. I gotta balance the budget. This isn't working.
So yeah, he had to balance it out. He said to do something anyway. My thing is about all these, and this goes for Bush and Obama. Both of these presidents were cowardly presidents. Yeah. That were and there were different types, and let me explain what I mean. When it comes to the economy, both Obama and Bush were just total cowards. It comes to the military, Obama was a little bit more cowardly than Bush, but Bush was still kind of cowardly because no, he wasn't a lot because he was killing people left and right. In case y'all didn't know this, more civilians were killed under Obama than under Bush, and Bush was fighting two wars. Because he was using them damn drugs and skinning kids
of military combatants with anyone of military age in the region. I will never forgive him for that. Anybody 18 to 35 in the region is not a civilian. They're a military combatant. Like, screw you, dude. No. Ridiculous. You're not civilians. Well, they are civilians. You're lucky. Good.
Hank wrote in something about old crazy Oprah. No, actually, we covered that earlier. She said all old white people. She didn't say all white people. She said, Lily and I crossed this. You know, she shouldn't have said it the way she did, because saying it would have been better to say all white people and all white people. Because, you know, all white people got all the money. Why are you going to offend them, man? Come on.
So what Joe and I talked about while Joe was figuring out the issue, the technical issues, was the fact that, so Oprah said all old white people. I believe, yeah. So, you got a science degree, you know, that when we talk about shifts in paradigm, shifts in belief systems, like my example was a geocentric, an Earth, every planet in the universe revolves around the Earth, versus a heliocentric, where they revolve around suns in general. That paradigm, that belief shift, had to occur within 100 years. After 100 years, what have you. That's about a generation. So your old beliefs, people holding on to those old beliefs, that old paradigm, have to die off. But what Joe and I talked about was the fact that racism doesn't work like that. Or else it would have been gone 30 years ago.
Yeah, the old people you're waiting for dying are teaching the young people. For me, it was hard for me to think Oprah didn't know that going into that. I mean, she's worth $1 billion. She can't be stupid.
Yeah, we got Trump in there. Ooh.
Oh, yeah, I guess so. It's, I guess, so billionaires in this country, I guess to be a billionaire these days in this country, you got to be ultra stupid.
You just got to focus on whatever you're doing. That doesn't
trouble.
Understand what's going on.
Actually, Frank, I tell you what. We're going to touch on this and we're going to move on because we got a lot of things to cover. We only got like 30, 40 minutes left. Look. Oprah can run if she wants, but all it would be doing is guaranteeing Trump the election for a couple of reasons right off the bat. those kind of comments she made there are going to be hard to get around. But worse than that is that GOP will use the fact that she turned against white women to vote for Obama. And they're going to harp on that. So you're not going to get any turnover from the white women. You're going to see less will vote for her than voted for Hillary. So you're going to lose that. Yeah. And then you got the other thing. Then you got the other two things. One, Trump's still saying, black people, what did Obama do for you? And black people are forced to say not much. And then unfortunately for Oprah, everyone would consider her to be a stooge of Obama. Because, you know, they were all lovey-dovey. And
because they all were. The Democrats were hardcore. Even the first election, I was too.
You're just not going to, that's going to hurt you when it's going to help you. Elizabeth Warren, you're not going to win. Joe Biden, you're not going to win. Joe Biden, you're a crybaby, and he will abuse the crap out of you. Trump will have you so mad and so angry. That's all they'll talk about, and it's all we'll hear is Trump.
How is Uncle Joe a crybaby? Uncle Joe will be like, let's do fisticuffs. Let's go fight.
No, Uncle Joe got on stage like everybody else and cried like a baby. And I wouldn't mind if he was crying over his son, but crying over stupid shit is just ridiculous. It's like Boner. I'm sorry, Boehner.
I was on Boner,
but that's another crybaby. Look, let me explain something to y'all. I have no problem with men crying, okay? I really don't. And sometimes it's a good thing for him to do it. But when that son of a bitch is leading me through the world, he better not cry. He got to cry. He better go in his damn house, lock the White House door, kick the servants out, throw the old lady out, stuff his face in the pillow, and cry till he can't cry.
Why you got to throw the old lady out? That's who you're supposed to confide in. That's, I mean, you get,
if you got a good old lady like that, you can confide in. But,
yeah, like,
the thing of it is, guys and girls, and you don't believe me, you look at every politician who's ever got on TV and cried, they're no longer.
Well, that's what messed Hillary
they're gone.
Up.
They're out of office.
Except for Howard Dean.
And see, even Sheila writing in from Facebook, she said, I agree. She said, I think it's good for men to cry, but I don't want to see the guy leading the world crying on television. I'm going to lose all faith. See, and we understand this. I know it's two-faced, and we shouldn't be this way, but we are. And we're going to expect this from a woman. Don't think. If Hillary Clinton would have got out there, she'd have broke down there. We would just start
huge. She cried, and we were
And it hurt her. It's not going to matter when the person, I guarantee you, you will not see Angela Merkel get up there and cry. You might see her get up there, I will kick your ass, but she ain't going to get up there. And see, Theresa May, she ain't going to get up there and cry. Obama cried too. That's why he ain't coming back.
It's fake tears,
Theresa May kicking the balls as soon as he's crying. And that's the kind of, but you see James Cameron got up there and cry, he's gone. He ain't even in politics anymore. He's gone.
Well, I can say that James Cameron, who I did enjoy, was a victim of this conservative movement throughout the world. Having Asia, having Europe, having America. Yeah.
Conservatives were taking over. And conservatives are strong in the Asian and Russian world. So, you know, even in India. So it's going to be a hard time to unroot them. And they're making a comeback in the United States.
How about we not fight India since they have a rape epidemic?
Hey, India, we love you, India. You don't come to America. We give you a good look. We do not consider you a shithole country. Don't come here. We give you a good job. I promise.
But that's
we give
funny.
You a good
but see, that's a funny point. Trump didn't cite India, and I got to preface my
point.
Because
not a shithole country. As far as
I
got to
preface the point because India has an immense population. So America made six Indian billionaires in 2013, 14, but you have incredible, real, immense poverty in the countryside of India. So it's like America, but way more people. Anyway, I don't know if it's more land, but way more people. So, but he didn't talk about them. Why? Because if you call Haiti, you can get. I hate it so much. There's some very, very smart Indians that I can work with, but just the customer support ones, it's like, can you fix it? I call the supervisor, and your supervisor's supervisor,
and then I'm going to get fucking a every time I get on the phone with him, I get I can't help myself. After 15 minutes, I'm using an Indian accent, and I'm like, please, just get shoot me now.
You're wrong. My problem is the work ethic, because I've worked with them in my professional career outside radio, where it's like, fix it, Oh, you guys stopped working? Are you serious? You just stopped working? But Tala, which is an Indian IT consulting company that has many issues, and you've seen it in the news, their head from the bottom. They have problems that suck, which is why I had to work with them. Like, all right, so you're going to bring in Americans to fix your issues. Okay, cool. Thank you.
That's why we create these kind of companies, so we can go take over. You know, one, this is what America's job is today. And one day the world will figure out and settle America. America is management. That's what we do best.
We are tertiary services. Yeah, absolutely.
That's what we are. That's really what we are these days. Yeah. We're the ones that show you this on how to make your shit work right.
Unless you're Japan. Because Japan takes whatever everybody else makes and makes it better. I love Japan for that.
They usually do. They haven't been as good at that as they used to be.
Their
work ethic is slipping somewhat.
The work ethic isn't slipping. It's because they work so hard and you have such a high suicide rate because they work so much, and that you can look that up statistically. But in terms of America, anybody's innovation, take it to Japan. They make it better.
Okay, now guys, we're just gonna go through some crazy newses here.
By the way, we know it's MLK Day. Okay, we do know that. Thank you.
And we went out and did our community service today, so don't hate on us. Trump's playing golf. Yes, I know. For anybody raised to. He said, somebody said, is Trump going to go do, and I'm thinking, there is not a shot in hell that Trump's going to go serve food.
I was wondering why he did that stuff on Friday. I was like, what are you doing? It's Friday. Monday.
He's not going to do it today. And in all fairness to Trump, the man is too white for his own good. Even if he's not racist, he's whitey, tighty, tighty, whitey as you can get.
His dad got arrested for being part of the Ku Klux Klan.
You know, I mean, I don't know how you're going to get away from that whitey, tighty. Yeah, but you can't.
No, because you know what, Joe? I would love to get behind Trump in terms of his foreign policy. I do enjoy it. But when he was talking trash about Obama being on the golf course as much as he was, and then he's been on the golf course more than Obama his whole presidency already. I mean, George Bush was on vacation a lot, whatever. But when you go on Obama like that, and then you do what he did three times worse, like, I don't care.
Obama spent way more money on vacations than Trump does.
That's because the money can just go straight into Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate.
No, because in case you didn't notice, when Trump stays at his own places, we don't get charged for it. Matter of fact, Trump gave up his salary. Let me finish it. Look, Trump gave up his salary. He doesn't get a salary. It's donated. Obama can't say he did that. He gave up his salary. Everywhere he stays is his own property, so it doesn't cost the United States. Remember, they were bitching everybody. Oh, it's security. No, guys. That was a lie. That was more liberal bullshit. When he stays at his properties, we don't get charged for it. Just like we didn't have to donate money to his campaign. Out of the $365 million spent on his campaign, $325 million was from him. That's like a first in candy.
According to Fire and Fury by Michael Wolff.
But the problem is we haven't had a non-bought president. Obama was bought and paid for $1 billion each election. Nobody can say he wasn't bought and paid for. And still, he couldn't get the things Wall Street wanted done. Trump owns most of these guys. Like he told the girl, remember the woman saying to him when she started talking? He said, oh no, how many times have I given you money over the last decade?
He said the same thing to Hillary Clinton.
He gave Hillary Clinton altogether over $5 million. So the thing of it is Trump owns a lot of these senators. He knows stuff about, and if he ever decides to be a real, you know what, I think you're going to see a lot more senators bite the big one. Because I imagine he knows quite a lot about quite a lot of these people. Might be one of the reasons why you only see there's how many Democrats sitting in Congress? Let's see, there's 50 in the Senate and 200, so 250 of them. And out of that, only 9 of them say anything about Trump. I caught one of CNN's big people on this the other night. Old white-haired guy, we're not going to mention his name. But, he's going on and on with his blog about it. I'm like, whoa, wait a minute now. Let's go count how many of them are there and how many of them are black. I was like, now let's stop and look at this and what's going on. Even the Black Caucus in whole hasn't come out against Trump. So there's a fundamental issue. You got to remember, 18% of blacks voted for Trump. That's the biggest number, and I can't even remember the last president that got that many.
Well, that's what you said. The truth of what have these Democrats actually done for you.
And I got to tell y'all guys, I know a lot of black people, and a lot of them voted for Trump, and a lot of them actually are going to vote for him this time that didn't vote for him last time. Because they're seeing more money.
But I'm looking at the state level, because you also posted an article about frigging California and that liberal bastion and being so in debt because of the welfare state. Like, y'all don't want to hear it, but in terms of, okay, nothing, no strings attached, don't get a job. In D.C., you cannot get on certain kinds of welfare in terms of cash assistance without, hey, are you looking for a job? How many job searches did you do? Who did you contact? Guess what? You can contact people. Work! And I absolutely support that, which is probably why I'm a Republican. Like, I'm not giving you money out of people who are
You're not trying to find work. You know why they're starting to do this again, right? Because a lot of states like Mississippi and Louisiana have to put a pause on their assistance because it fills up and they don't have any more money. So by making people get off the system, they can bring new people in, but they only have finite amount of dollars. In Mississippi, if you wanted to get on any kind of assistance right now, you're not going to get it. It's closed. It probably will be closed for 6 or 9 more months. So if you're in a desperate, you can't even get that kind of assistance. You better hope there's a church.
If you look at the budget of the federal government, a lot of people don't know this. Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid, 4 years ago when I was in school, it was at least 60% of the budget. Okay, 60% of a nation's budget. I don't care about you, Europe. But that's a lot of freaking money. And at the height, 8% went to military, yet we spent the most on military in the next 6 countries combined. So as a Republican, you're looking at 8% versus 60%. And all the other stuff that we do in between, foreign aid was like nothing. It was less than 1%. But they want to cut that out. So it's a matter of how much are we spending on y'all poor mofos? And there is such a thing as welfare queens and kings. I have a bunch of, there's this one woman who had like 8, 13, whatever kids, and was like, the government isn't doing enough to help me. Chick, you ain't even paying taxes. You're not paying your health care. You ain't paying nothing. But you expect taxpayers who work hard and see a third of their paycheck gone
and to help you? I've seen this, and I've also seen this in a couple other states. They're saying that a couple of states are talking about drug testing for welfare.
And do
worse than that, they're starting to tell you, okay, if you get on welfare and you have a kid while you're on it, you're off of it. Because they're saying if you already can't afford life, why in the hell are you having another kid? That's you know, I can go both ways on this because I understand it from their point of view. But what happens if you just get pregnant? So you're off?
No, because this isn't the 1950s, 1920s. But the problem with that is, okay, so there's no freeway. I don't have any money. There's no freeway to get to the hospital. The hospital has a program with Uber. But how do I get to the hospital? Since birth control is prescription-based, I can't just walk into the pharmacy and get birth control. And there are so many versions. Like, as a woman, I can tell you, taking regular pills is bad. I'm on a version of birth control right now. Where in America, you'll see advertisements from lawyers because they're crazy side effects. And I'm freaking out right now and I'm myself like, seriously? I'm going to have a tumor in my brain because of my version of birth control? Not just blood clots, which can stop your breathing and stop your heart, but a tumor that can make me blind because of my version of birth control. So I agree with it being prescription, but at the same time, it's a little difficult.
It makes it harder. It does.
Yeah, there's this whole process. So, I mean, if you get pregnant, you're a human being. You're going to have sexual desires. I can help you. But who are you engaging with?
That is all queer people.
Yeah, it's a decision, though, because, okay, you're going to engage in sexual activity without a condom. Personally, I had a fiancé. I didn't know how horrible he was until many months after I was already pregnant. And we were supposed to get married. That's different. I had a job, all that kind of stuff. But for someone who doesn't have a job, doesn't have any money, and you're still a human being, and you're possibly not even educated properly, because in America we have these Christian groups who are like, no sex ed in schools. I'm not going to teach you about how your own body works, males and females.
I never did understand that part.
Exactly. So it's like, and I'm not going to teach you about contraception. So that's a little more complicated. However, in America, at least on average, 48 to 50% of births are covered by Medicaid. Medicaid is for people who don't have money. And I can tell you, it's $42,000 to $47,000 to get birth in America because our medical system is out of whack and they charge too much for everything. So imagine half of all births are costing every government in the United States $42,000 to $47,000, if not more or less, depending on your state. So it's
we had carried that thing on about the midwives earlier this year.
It's too much money for a midwife.
You know, well, no, because these were delivering at home. You know, look, people, I'm not going to say not to do it. I'm just word of caution. My wife had four kids before she had my son. And when Joey's born, of course, he had the cord wrapped around his throat. So if this would have been a birth at home, we'd have lost both of them. And Dan, he did anyway. Yeah. So as it was, they had to do an emergency C-section. And of course, they had been numbing the wrong side of her body all day because, you know, they were planning on a natural birth. So they had to change all of that. It was very risky. And at least the kid was smart, though. You'd see him, he would start pushing that cord would tighten and heartbeat, but he'd just stop. He's like, wait a minute. Something's not right here. So.
You know what, Joe? Same boat. Because I was just talking to my family. Like, if I had to give birth, say, at home or, like, out in the wild, like a normal animal, because humans are animals. Anyway, me and the baby would have died because I had a she got stuck for 72 seconds. And then after her head got out, we had a shoulder dystocia where the baby got stuck. I mean, like, there are so many complications. So, no, don't get burned at home.
Yeah, that's why in the old days, the mortality rate was so damn high.
Exactly. They had midwives back in the old days. That doesn't know what the frick they're doing.
And all y'all brave women who don't want to do it without pain, I tell you what, I'm not a woman, but I've seen childbirth on several occasions. I ain't doing without drugs. If I come back as a woman next time,
you know what? Give me
some starlight and knock me down.
You know what, Joe? I actually have to encourage people to do it without epidural because I had an epidural. She didn't want to come out. I was like 5-10 minutes from an emergency C-section, and my next child will have to be born by C-section because of the shoulder dystocia. So I was like 5-10 minutes away. They were preparing.
That's what we're talking about. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off. He just asked what an epidural is. It's basically they put the insertion needle. It's a curved needle. They take a curved needle and they insert it into your spine. Now, depending on which way they insert it, is what part of your body's going to get numb. If it's facing down, if it's curved downwards, it's going to numb from that part down. Yeah. If for some reason they got to do a C-section, they curve it up. But they don't usually do that for a C-section. They usually give you a different kind of anesthesia. Unfortunately, sometimes they're forced to do that because they've already been given you the drip. And then they have to do a C-section, so it changes
things. Well, they don't do the drip tip anymore. Since I just had a child, they don't do the drip anymore. They just inject it. And that's part of my problem. Like, my daughter was reacting bad to the pro-whatever that dilates you. I'm a failure of a woman, apparently, and I wasn't dilating properly. I'm sorry, this is just what I feel. I'm a failure of a woman. I wasn't dilating properly, and that was causing her heart rate to drop. Anyway, so I had half of an epidural by the time she decided to come out, which means you don't alleviate pain with half of an epidural. My grandmother likes to talk crap. Oh, you had the drug that alleviate pain. I'm like, you were there. You heard me cussing. I don't want to cuss in front of you. Okay? I don't scream in terms of pain. Like, I've had my arm broken. I don't scream. I was screaming. I didn't even have the back issue.
Yeah, I guess you did. It's like putting a square peg in a round hole. Shit.
It's absolutely ridiculous.
Oh, guys, I got a word of advice for most guys, okay? I'm going to tell y'all a little secret. Don't watch it, crap. Just don't. Most guys just can't handle it. I can't get into why on the show because we're live like a band again, but it's just, you know, I've had several friends go, oh my God. Well, this, you know, they looked down and said, this ain't going to make any dirt. I'm like, guys, do yourself a favor. That's all I'm telling you, okay? Don't listen to Joe. Just don't. But,
y'all can be, no. You all can be mentally scarred, but you've never been more mentally scarred when you're going through it. Anyway, I had like half of an epidural, which meant I felt everything, but I couldn't move my legs. I couldn't get into the emergency position, but I felt everything, and I couldn't even push properly. So anyway, it's not a savior. I would actually recommend don't do it. Just deal with the pain, because it's not going to be nearly as long as you think it'll be. Anyway, so
next time you stand, say, get out of biatch. You evicted.
I was ready. You know, you're ready. After 3 months and third trimester, you're ready.
Frank wrote in and said, that's why we all choose to be guys when we come back.
No, I was a guy in my previous life, but I was a horn dog. I was a player. I was horrible. So I had to learn this time around. And I know this. I know this very well. Anyway, why was it talking about this? Because you talk about epidural problem. I had half of the epidural. When she decided to come out 5 minutes before the emergency C-section. And it was incredibly painful. It was horrible. Can I say it's the worst pain I've ever had? No. When I broke my bones, that was definitely the worst pain. But it didn't last nearly as long. That was like 20 to 30 minutes versus 16 hours of, oh my God. Okay. And she got stuck and twice. So you have those kind of bursts.
Reach the hand of that granite kid by the head and pull it out.
I wish. I mean, I'd be so down. Like, get it out of
here. I've seen, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, I haven't seen just people bursts. That's another.
Yeah, they're animal bursts.
Matter of fact, I see a guy have his whole body and his. Up to his chest, both arms. He had to turn the calf around to get it out. It was that was only like 12 at the time too. I was like, what the?
But to have those kind of procedures performed on Medicaid. But you know what?
That's what's so bad about that, because Medicaid, you might get a good hospital, you might not.
Yeah,
you
know, exactly.
Check out your hospitals, ladies. I mean, if you're pregnant, you're on Medicaid and stuff like that. I'll tell you a little secret. New Orleans, before they went into this big, huge medical complex they're building, most advanced medical complex in the world they're building. Before that, we had Charity Hospital. So you either went to Charity Hospital, Hotel Duke, which was a religious hospital, or if you happen to live in the metro area, then you would have went to one of like the private hospitals like East Jefferson or West Jefferson, something like that. Well, you're going to get much better care at those two. Charity did have the best ER in the country, but Katrina wiped it out, so it's gone. But other than that, it was a complete shithole, as we use Trump's terms. You didn't want to go, you'd probably catch something just sitting in a damn place. So just be careful and look around. You don't have to go to the crappiest hospital just because you're on Medicaid. And you don't have to go to the crappiest doctor either. There's a lot of Medicaid doctors out there. You'd be surprised how many good doctors take Medicaid. So shop around. Use it. Here you go. Sorry, guys. It's just shop around. That way, you know, you're getting something right for yourself. Anyway, we're going to get into some other stuff now. NASA has its first look at a distant galaxy from the dawn of the universe. This is a cool pic. This is also on news on the flip side page. You can go check it out. I got to say, it is really cool looking. This is 13 billion years plus. They don't know. It could be 13, 14, 15. They really don't know. But it's one of the very first galaxies. And it's helping them to understand the universe better. Just interesting stuff. I always like watching. Of course, there's a Hubble picture. Hubble just changed the way we looked at the universe. And this new telescope they're going to put out past the moon is really going to change the way we look at the universe. In the next 20 years, we're going to see things we've just never seen before. It'll also help us find inhabitable planets, which will be interesting. Because we're pretty sure now that life's out there all over the place, and we're pretty sure we're going to find it, so...
It'd be egotistical to say it wasn't. Because scientists say one in a billion chance, and they're
another one of my predictions have come true that I said 25 years ago on Wake Up USA. I did say that not only would they find ice on Mars, but they would find it in abundance, freshwater ice. And guess what they found? An abundance of freshwater ice. You know, we now know ice melts and runs on Mars. We know a lot of things about Mars that suggest there may be some type of microbiological life there, maybe some plant life or something underground. We just don't know, but it's looking more and more like there might be something there. And better than that, there might have been a lot of something there back in the day. So it's going to be interesting when we finally get there and start exploring.
But to your point about alien life, our scientists now here today, with all of our limited knowledge, say it's a 1 in a billion chance per star that there's alien life. Yet we have 200 to 400 billion stars in our galaxy alone. It's literally egotistical to think there isn't alien life.
Oh, you know, I'm glad you said that, because they haven't updated it yet, but about 2 years ago, 3 years ago, You know, we've always known that our galaxy was 100,000 light years across. Ah, we were wrong. It's 160,000 light years across, which means all the numbers are going to go up. They haven't updated them yet, but it was always between 200 and 400 million. Now they're thinking between 400 and 700 million stars in our galaxy, which means 2 to 3 trillion planets. 2 to 3 trillion. We now know that almost every star is going to have at least one planet, if not more. So it's easily going to be in the 3, some people say 5 trillion. Now, any way you do the math on this, even if it's 1 in a billion, you're talking 1,000 for every 100 billion. So, man, guys, every trillion is going to be almost like a million.
And how many galaxies are there in the entire universe where there's so many older galaxies than ours? Like, it's just so freaking egotistical. It just
think about this. Our Milky Way, which is a fairly big galaxy, can fit inside of Andromeda 5 times. And currently, our galaxy is currently eating 4 or 5 other galaxies. The biggest one is Sagittarius. It's eating it right now as we're speaking. They think, matter of fact, some science thinks that Earth may be from Sagittarius because we're surrounded by these red dwarf stars that happen to come from Sagittarius as it's going to be eaten. So when your galaxy gets destroyed, it just gets redistributed, basically.
Exactly. Unless the planet gets eaten by a star.
But it would explain why, if there was aliens visiting here, one of the reasons they might want to come, if we were from a distant galaxy, this would be an easy way to study a race from another galaxy. Just hypothesis, people. Or circumspect would be a better way of saying that. Check it all out. Oh, I forgot, too. The cranberry singer Dolores died today at 46. I'm not sure what happened to her. No one said anything. She had a pretty good voice. Lily's going to buy me this for Christmas, this new 910-carat diamond discovered in South Africa.
Diamond? No. No diamond. De Beers. No diamond.
Tawanda? Am I saying your name right? I know you can hear me, Tawanda. Oh, you know I can't say that on the air. The white man's going to get, I'll say it anyway. And I hate to say this, but you're probably right about that. Some white, I can't say that either. I'll get in trouble. But anyway, I was going to say something else. We're just going to leave that alone. Look, I'm in enough trouble. I've got enough shit in the last 3 weeks that saved me for the whole rest of this year. Anyway, moving on. Boeing shows its vision of its new hypersonic space aircraft. By the way, these are currently flying. They just don't want to tell you. I remember when Boeing got on there and Lockheed started talking about the SR-71 Blackbird. This thing had been flying for X-110. It had already been flying for like 5 years. The prototype flew in 1970. Think about this, ladies and gentlemen. The SR-71 Blackbird, which is still the fastest plane in the world and still one of the most stealthy planes ever built, was built in 1955. The X-110 was built in 79. It's also another stealth aircraft. These are technologies far beyond the time period. So what do you think they got flying around right now?
Thank you. DARPA. Talk about DARPA.
And DARPA's flying.
150 years ahead of the technology that's
released. DARPA's last plane broke its record at Mach 14. So that is 7,500 miles an hour. This is projected and just cruising along. That's not the fastest. Okay, real quick history. The fastest comes from the shuttle reentry. Reentry is between Mach 26 and Mach 36. Yeah, that's the fastest thing it ever traveled. That they have rocked this shuttle falling out of the sky like a brick. That's the fastest thing ever. The next SR-71 Blackbird. It still holds all the records. The Russians and the Chinese have been trying to break it, but no, not so luck. Now, if you get into unmanned, which is the DARPA craft, because it's unmanned, it holds an X-ray. Because it's at Mach 4. So,
you don't have to worry about somebody dying from the G-force. Like, just go.
You know, the SR-71s are interesting because the very first time I ever seen one, I was talking to a pilot, and I said, oh, so your top speed's Mach 3.5, because that's what's in the manual. He smiled at me. He said, I know you seen us come over the other night because y'all were working duty. I said, yeah, I was with my friend in the Air Force. And he goes, he said, you noticed nose cone was going orange, right? I said, yeah. He said, they don't glow it orange at Mach 3.5.
They don't.
Shot Mach 6, guys. These things hot last way faster than we were told they went. But no. I was like, damn, I never thought of it like that. Because you can hear them when they come by. You hear bam, bam, bam. You know they're doing Mach 3 when they blow up. And then all of a sudden, you hear them as they're gearing up. Boom, boom, boom again. You're like, son, they're cruising. I mean, they're cruising. But even that today, it's not that fast compared to what we got now. So Boeing's going to be hypersonic. And the reason we're working these hypersonic is China's working on hypersonic missiles to shoot our carriers out to the water with. So we're working on hypersonic to shoot their damn missiles out the air. But for those who it's all fair and love and war, right?
Don't you love living in this time and age? Like, not only can your whole home be oriented to, hey, Google, hey, Alexa, but the government is working on crazy stuff.
Think of it like this, guys. Between Russia, China, and America, they spend more than $1 trillion a year in defense. If we were to divert that money to any humanitarian project, we would be done and over with.
Ethically and ethically. Ethically. Yeah,
it's sad that that's where we are today.
Like, hunger. America could solve world hunger in and of itself with just what we throw away. But we spend money on this kind of stuff because, you know, I'm sorry to the rest of the world, but yeah, we kind of want to be secure in our extravagant life. I'm like, I don't want you to shoot me down.
Well, that's a good segue to the Hawaii missile. Okay, guys. No, it was not actually. Okay. I got three different reports from three different pretty good sources. One was a complete and utter ignorant thing. The guy was just an idiot. Quite possibly clicked the wrong button twice.
You know, with our issues in terms of our North Korean scare, I actually saw that they were giving some news, whatever, a tour of, you know, what would happen if it actually happened. So then here in D.C., we're just like, that idiot probably just pressed the button, and they should have been fake pressing the button because they were giving a news anchor a tour.
Russia released a thing, was it yesterday afternoon, that they had seen a satellite had picked up a flare over the Pacific near Hawaii, which suggested something might have been shot down. Maybe Kim Jong launched a missile in America, shot it down, but I don't know why no one's talking about it. So
exactly, like, you can't. I mean, you can, because fake news. I'm so sorry.
Elise, you're right. If it's a big jet, like a Boeing 747, if it was flying, you know, coming in for a landing towards, it's possible if it was the right amount of sun that the Russian satellite could have picked it up as a flare if it was reflecting real hard. And you can't rule it out. I mean, as far as an actual missile going there, we got a lot of tracking
missiles
systems.
Missiles are smaller than...
Yeah, but NORAD should have picked that crap up.
Exactly.
Immediately.
We've had this, like, Star Wars.
Remember, I forgot all about this. We were watching this on the news today. So, was it in 79 or 80? They almost started a war because someone loaded into the computer, into the NORAD computer, they loaded a missile war game.
War game. You got to give Fox News credit because I was watching Dan Perino, and she was like, this reminds me of War Game. You're right.
So, who knows what's going on with that? Next story up, I'm not going anywhere. Raped, defiant MS-13 gang member.
Died. A couple days later, I guess,
you got what come around on that one. That's all I can say.
Okay. To defend Trump, where does MS-13 originate from?
Obama's, unfortunately, Obama's got some really negative things. He created ICE. He created a lot. Let me rephrase it. He did not personally create these.
He perpetuated.
But through lack of inaction.
And a lack of communication within the Justice Department and the generals in terms of what was actually going on. You all forget that the Obama administration was like, we're saying this, you need to tell us this, which is actually a problem if you take 101 political science. You're faced with this problem of, do you tell the president what they want to hear or what's actually going on? That is 101 undergraduate political science education, I can tell you firsthand. So no. Under the Obama administration, that was going on hardcore.
We didn't realize until his second term, but there was a real disconnect with Obama and the world. And what I mean by that is by the military, because it took them...
Military intelligence. did.
When, I mean, first off, he let Hillary Clinton handle Benghazi. Now, did she inform him? Yeah, we're just going to touch on it. Did she inform him? We know now she informed him within 3 or 4 hours that it was a terrorist attack. But we're not going to get into all the details of that.
Chelsea and the friend
After she told, told her daughter and the French prime minister before she ever told her.
You stupid.
Anyway. Things like that went under, he allowed to go on, so that just perpetuated bullshit that came into now, that Trump's dealing with. Now, is Trump going to leave stuff behind for others? I'm sure he. But anyway, moving on. Carolina Panther employee kills her kids 7 and 3 before jumping off an interstate bridge. There's been a lot of that lately. They don't like it. We got sign language going on over here because she don't know she can't, nobody can hear her. And we'll just let her. We'll let her sign to y'all. She's like, we're signing.
Why do you have to take your kid's life? Why do you have to take kids' life? Why does kid gotta die? Ooh, it was like South Park. Oh, Butters, your dad is gay, and I'm gonna kill you because you can't be left with him. They will be taking this. Why do you gotta kill your kids? Why do you have to kill your kids?
There's been a lot of them kill the kids, too. I don't know what the hell's going on with that. I really don't. It's like, so, you know, there's been two things that's been bothering me last year since we're going into 2018. One, the amount of teachers that had molested students last year. Not females, especially. I should say.
There you go.
And then this one, and then the one we were just talking about, I'm kind of like, you know, why is there so many suicides? Why is this? And this isn't just mothers, it's fathers. I mean, you know, you heard about the guy a couple weeks ago shot up his whole family and killed himself. A couple weeks before that, you heard about the ladies drugged everybody, killed everybody. And then today is another one. And it's just like every other week now, somebody's killing your family. It doesn't seem to have anything to do with race. Doesn't seem to have anything to do with race or sex. This is just some dysfunction in our society.
But that's been going on for a while. The escalation has been at least 20 to 30 years. That's my problem, is the escalation. Meanwhile, violent crimes have gone down. But the integral family structure, you know, I'm going to kill my family. I get it. I understand, because I don't want to leave my child with my ex because they're crazy, but legitimately court psychological crazy. But at the same time, I can trust my other family members to fight for that little one. Why you gotta kill the kids though? Why you gotta kill the kids? Why do you have to kill the kids?
There's just no logic to that. There's just not. We still got a bunch of these to get out. So let's see. Oh, snow and ice, brutal cold on the way to parts of these. We're going to get cold. It's going to get in the teens here, 20 to, they're saying anywhere from 18 to 22. Where I'm at, Mississippi, New Orleans, we're going to get like 25. It's been cold here. It's done snow down here twice in the last like 8 weeks. We don't have icicles. We don't have at least 8 days below 25 degrees. I mean, shit, people. This is not the North. This is the South. Screw global warming. Ain't no global warming going on down here.
So how close is New Orleans to the equator versus D.C. or New York? That's one thing we need to explain to people.
And criticize. Let's see, we're 16 hours from y'all driving, so we're probably 400 miles closer, maybe 5. I'd have to go look at my map to be sure.
Okay, so put it to our audience this way. Take the movie 2012 or the scientific maps of the Ice Age. The Ice Age stops around where I am, which is cut straight through the middle of America. The Ice Age, epic freeze, ends around where I live, the middle of America. Joe is in the South. He's close to South America, sort of thing. Way closer.
Golf, people. You can see it golf from my window.
Exactly. So you have snow. That's like snowing in L.A. It's a little further south, but still. So to have snow in New Orleans, like, would you say 1 week or two? Either way. Yeah, either way,
Daniel,
that's crazy.
We used to get snow every 10 years. But in the last 10 years, it's happened 3 or 4 times, and it's getting a little weird. And this time, actually the last 2 times, The last two times it was real snow, not that 2-inch crap. Yeah. I mean snow, like 6, 8, 10 inches. And let me tell you what, at 2 inches it cripples us. At 6 or 8, we're like, what are we doing now? We're just sitting in the house at that point. It might as well be a hurricane. No, that's further north. New Orleans got about 2 inches. And I don't think New Orleans will get much more than that because it doesn't stay warm. It doesn't stay cold enough long enough.
Still, just to have that come down in the Mississippi. So, like, 6 to 8 in D.C. is, like, we have 1 to 2 days closed for the government and schools. In New Orleans, like, yo, no. That's like,
as long as there's snow, we close. That's basically how it works.
If it's on the ground, bye.
First off, most of these idiots don't understand if you're going to stop, you got to start stopping before you get to the stop sign. I just watch them slide every time.
Because they don't know how to handle snow. It's like when it rained in Arizona, people are still going 80 miles per hour. That's why you see 3 accidents within a mile and a half range. Like, so to have New Orleans have snow in and of itself in America is crazy. Like in Europe, you guys don't necessarily have
my argument. That was always my argument in the beginning, because when they started saying global warming, we were getting cooler down here. I was like, no, guys, it's climate change. It ain't global. I said, some kind of global, I said, it's probably just the Northern Hemisphere changing. I think they're finding it out now. But this isn't climate change. I mean, this isn't global warming. You're not seeing a warming. And what's bothered me about this is I noticed some of my Ice Age scientists who in the 70s, y'all don't forget, all the scientists concurred 100% according to the government in the 70s, the Ice Age was coming.
Then so all of a sudden, can you tell them that 97% of scientists are also non-religious? So, I mean, that goes to the liberal action of things. You're liberal.
Saying that it was global warming. Now, all these scientists were, of course, wrong. And there was never a consensus on this, like the Democrats always told you. There never was. I can never find more than 50-50 on any of this. And now everybody's agreeing that, yes, this is...
Well, no, because there's a difference in studies versus popular opinion. And that's part of what we were talking about in terms of Oprah's comment of old white people needing to die. And in terms of the paradigm. So they can believe whatever they want. Just like when I was in college, in terms of marijuana, like my professors might say that it's negative, but 50-50 of the studies say yes or no. So he's like, well, 50% say I'm right. And I'm like, well, 50% say you're wrong. However, if 97% believe in climate change and all these other things, that's going to be the paradigm. That's going to be what you need to base your science on to get anywhere and to make any money in the career. Because guess what? If you're a scientist, you need to make money. You need to get published. Da, 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 da. So like Joe says, it's corrupt. Everything is corrupt.
It is pretty much. Oh, guys and girls, I had seen a poll today on NBC that said 70% of America was for DACA. And so it was funny, about 3 weeks ago I had put one up. I left it up for 2 weeks on the page just to see how many people were in favor of letting these children stay. It was 4,460 against, and 22,000 people took it. It wasn't just 100 or 1,000 people at NBC. This was 22,000, so much better poll than theirs. And really, it was more about the way I phrased it, because it was kind of like, do you think these children have the right to stay in the United States as citizens? And it was the way I phrased it. That's why 60% said no, because they think they need to earn your citizenship or go home. But most people agree on this too. If you're over 18 years old and you have not applied for citizenship, you need to be thrown out.
16, because you can apply at 16.
But I'll give them to 21. But like the guy, the NBC and CNN was making such a big deal out. We took a guy today, been here 30 years, we sent him home. Okay, 32 years, you never applied for citizenship? What the hell you thought was
going to happen? Exactly. Apply for citizenship. So my problem with the DACA thing is that I actually agree. Like, if your parents brought you over here, all right. But once you're 16, become legal. It'll take 10 years. As long as you're in the system, ICE is going to work with you because you're in the freaking system.
Actually, under Obama, y'all could have done this in 3 years. He did that special amnesty thing, and nobody took it. And now I bet you all these some bitches wishing you were taking it.
And they took it. They took it. I think it was a lie. They fabricated the extent to which he did. And so you had that mass immigration from South America to come here. But in terms of if you're already here and your parents brought you over, you could have gotten it better. Meanwhile, you're complaining, oh, I pay taxes, I do this and that, but I don't have Social Security, I don't have this, I don't have that. Apply to be a freaking citizen. And it's hard. It's absolutely hard. And you will face a lot of challenges. But isn't that better than going back to the country that your parents left to give you a better life? you like our schools here, you're going to our schools here, so do that too. I mean,
hey, wait, y'all, if I have your own kids, just get legal. Look, let me explain this, and I know we have all kinds of people. We don't want y'all to go home, all right? If you, and this is what I would do if I was Trump.
Citizen, I want you to go home, contribute. I like that you pay.
If I was Trump, this is how I would handle DACA and the Democrats. I'd say, this is what I'm going to do, Democrats.
Do our listeners, international listeners, know what DACA is?
Well, I'll tell them right quick what DACA is. Okay, go ahead. Right. Anyway, DACA is just a thing that allows people to stay, that Obama did, that allowed people to stay in this country who were born here.
That started under Bush. The push started under Bush.
Well, it did actually start under
Bush. It's validated under Obama. Yeah.
But anyway, this was for people who were born, that had been brought here illegally, were born in the United States from
by their parents.
Yes. So they were called the Dreamers, and this was going to allow them to stay even if the others were deported. Because even under Obama, most people don't realize it, but Obama was deporting 100,000 people a year.
That's why
everyone was a hate on Obama. He enforced a lot of immigration. I got to give him credit.
11 million people left the country while 11 million
people. He kicked out a lot of his, and well, maybe it was a lot of Hispanics, but regardless, he kicked out a lot of people out of the country. So, yeah, Trump's going to get more because Trump's more determined, but still.
But Obama did more than Trump has done so far. Meanwhile, the immigrants are building Trump's hotel.
Go immigrants. But you see, he's anti-immigrant. That's the problem. Really just helped y'all make a point of how sick our media is. Our media confuses illegal immigrants with immigrants. Okay, there are illegal immigrants in our country.
Immigrants are hating on the illegals because
yes, they are.
In terms of Latinos, you get wrapped in with them.
Almost every ass who came here legally is against illegal aliens.
I went through the process. I did it properly.
That's right.
No one's giving me a bad name. I get pulled over and I get profiled because y'all don't want to do it right. Meanwhile, I'm
speaking of that. Here y'all go, white people. Y'all don't love this. We always talk about profiling of different races, blah, 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 blah. Okay, in case y'all didn't know this, in San Francisco, in several cities in California, Oregon, Washington, and all, the number one people pulled over for no reason at all are white people. Matter of fact, California and Arizona, New Mexico, and a couple others go out of their way not to pull over Hispanics. Go, Munchkin. But they were out of their way to pull them over. And different states, depending on where you live, like, okay, if Chicago, if you're black, you might as well leave. You are number one pulled over. They're in Baltimore. You are number one pulled over.
But people don't consider populations.
They don't because it's more black than it is white. But in
New Orleans, Arizona.
They're even in New Orleans, whether you're black or white, it's 50-50.
But we don't talk about Asian, Latino, and others.
For some reason, you never hear about Asians. It's like they figured out
how to keep... That's because they're wealthier than black people on average.
They manage to keep themselves out of the news somehow or another.
Rebel Yellow, and you might say otherwise. But in terms of... This is what you say, Jojo. It's a class warfare, not a race warfare. Asians, for the past 10 years, are more rich in America than white people. White people, the majority class, the majority race. Asians are wealthier. They don't get pulled over as much. They're good at simulating stuff.
And
they've been doing that for a while. Not longer than blacks, but at least you can say at least Asians came over of their own accord. Chinese Immigration Act, Japanese Exclusionary Act, all that kind of stuff.
Ning Tan writes in and she says, when she first came to America, she was living in Florida and she had some old clunker car and she was down in Miami and then she moved to Boca Raton. She said she got pulled over pretty much once a month. And she said got pulled over so much that three of the cops knew her by name. She said she over the years she got a better job, she was doing better for herself, she married a man. She said, they make about $400,000 a year between them now. She said, I'm driving a Lexus and my husband's driving a Bentley. And she said, we ain't been stopped even one time.
Exactly.
It proves my point. It is a class war. It's not a race war. If y'all fighting a race war, you're losing the war. Because we can hate on each other all day about race, but I'm going to tell y'all something, guys. I've been
Du Bois versus Tuskegee. Class warfare versus social warfare.
I've been in 38 states in the United States, probably over 100 cities, black, white, whatever you want to call them. And for the most part, I haven't had a problem with any races. And I've been in neighborhoods that, frankly, most people would say white boys shouldn't be going into. And still haven't had any problems. I go in some of the scariest neighborhoods around, and whatever race you may be. And still, what I've learned is most people are just people, okay? Yeah, you want to get in a race fight, sure, I'm sure you'll find somebody who wants to fight with you. But most of us understand that. It doesn't matter if you're a black person or a white person or Hispanic or Asian. If you're rich, you look at all the rest of us as garbage. You don't care what color we are.
One thing you can say is once you're on the same level, then the other stuff might apply. Like, you know, they don't want to see a black, Asian, Latino, whatever, at their level. You know? But if you're at that level, then everybody below you is just trash. Like, why hate the N-words versus black people? Just like, if I call into DC government, I'm like, you are an N-word.
Oh, and
you're not helping me, and I don't like you. Because if anybody talked like you do and talked to me like you are, no matter their race, I don't care. I don't like you.
By the way,
your level of education, I don't like you.
Cambridge had put out a study last year about that, using the N-word when you call each other that. And they said that's one of the things that does more harm to the black population in the United States.
Of course, they're not using it properly. Like, Joe, if you said something ignorant and stubborn, I would call you the N-word. Why? Because that was the denotative, not connotative, not socially acceptable version, but dictionary version, denotative. That was the definition before the slave owners used it on the slaves. It was ignorant and stubborn. So me taking back that word means if you're acting ignorant and stubborn, no matter what your race is, I'm going to call you that.
And for a long time, that's where it went. But somewhere it shifted again.
Twisted and BS. It's BS.
In the end, people, look, we're all American. And I say this all the time. If you're saying you're black or you're white or you're saying you're African or Asian or whatever, you're not an American. And get the hell out of my country. I said this a million times, I'm going to say it a million one times.
That's a great point.
You should always, it's always American first. You know, when you hear somebody say African American, really? Did you come from Africa? Hell no, you did not come from Africa.
Well, Joe, you have to say, maybe 300
years ago.
Well, Joe, you have to point out that I'm Latino American. Every time you fill out something for anything, college application, government, whatever, what race are you?
I always put other.
You know, I can start doing
you know that. Why? You know why? Because I'm a mutt. And this is a point I want to make to most Americans. It doesn't matter what color you are. You can be black, you can be white. Most blacks in this country are mixed blood. Whether
15 to 20% white, let alone everybody else.
Yeah, it doesn't matter because, you know, we could go back to Vietnam, wherever you want to go, but there's a lot of mixed blood when it comes to black. But it's not just blacks. Whites are, too.
Yeah.
Whites are heavily mixed blood with blacks and Asians and everything else. When you look at the United States, that's why we're the melting pots. Everybody forgets we all melt in together. Well, we all went in a treaty with each other. So true Americans are mutts. That's what an American really is.
Exactly.
If you're an American, you're a mutt. You're from the melting pot. There's not much I don't have in my system. Anthony, yes.
It could be repeated, and we have totally. And that's America.
Do I have African blood? Well, I have black blood. I don't know if we call it African because I don't know when the last time they were in Africa.
I have other blood in me.
But I've also got Irish and Scottish and Italian and Spanish. And in case y'all didn't know this, Italian people and Greek people and Spanish people, y'all are not considered white.
Just no, you're not.
Know that. You're not. Sorry, guys.
Irish and Scottish is like the white.
Well, yeah. So you're and Italian, all you get is Scandinavian country. That's where white people live, in the Scandinavian country. I'm just trying to help you. If y'all want to see real, if y'all have never seen a real white person before, go to one of those countries. Y'all meet some real white people.
The countries that Trump wants to emigrate to the United States, even though they're like,
oh, okay. Now we understand Trump. I don't think we got enough real white people.
Exactly. People are mixed. It's not a matter of the white people disappearing in and of themselves. It's the mixing. Because you can't, because in a racist America, my daughter will still be considered black, even though she looks straight up Latina. She's half.
Eric said, the point, how do I know they're mixing? Want me to tell you how I know they're mixing? Okay. Did you ever notice that sickle cell amongst the black population has decreased by 70% and it's not through any type of therapy? You want to know why? It's being bred out, you goofball. It's not just that.
We call them all black, even though they've got other. Yeah. Like, I saw something that this comedian was talking to. This one kid, he married a white woman. She likes black folks, so she had a kid from a black person before that marriage. And they were in a grocery store, and everybody said, oh, that kid looks just like you. And I'm like, he's like, no, she had a child from a previous relationship. It's not mine, but you're racist. You're racist. So you think he looks like me because we got the Afrocentric the features. He's got, like, the hair or whatever. Whatever it is. He's mulatto.
Heard you stole that baby, by the way. What do you mean you don't look like her? Maybe you look just like her in her face.
Okay, okay. Well, you know what? You know what? Thank you. Thank you, because I am super out of here. No. You know what, Joe? No, give him credence, because I have been super insecure about that. Because when she came out, she was just straight up white. And I was like, are you my freaking
thing? Where did white girl come from?
Exactly. Yes. Give him credence. Because I have that insecurity as well, but I got pictures, I got witnesses, and so I don't blame him. Let me see. Wait. This is the best picture. Everybody that can see the webcam, this is the best picture. This is my daughter in the NICU, the Neil. Yeah, she's whiter than you, Joe. And I'm sitting there in the hospital with this white-ass baby. She's white as white can be. And I'm like, yeah, she came out.
I got to ask you, what grandma have to say about it?
They were all messed up, but they saw. Grandma saw her come out of me straight up. She was like, you didn't have that many stitches, blah, 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 blah. She was blue. You see this white baby? That came out of me. Okay.
She'll be a terror. Y'all just don't have a clue. She's big Trump supporter, too.
She might be.
Every time she's in the background, you say Trump, she's like,
I didn't more because I got her butt to go to sleep before we go on air. But you see this white baby? That came out of me. Hospital kept track of that. Okay, so yes, I understand. I understand. Joe can say whatever. I understand. I got that insecurity. I understand.
Trust me, I've seen her since she's had it. So I don't have no doubt who it belongs to. It looks like her. So,
you know,
she might be a little lighter than her mom. She looks just like her mom.
My mama, me, and a baby. I'm darker.
You look like your mama.
I do.
Oh, yeah, so y'all's facial features come out pretty prominent then.
Yeah, but the skin tone, meanwhile...
Yeah, well, it's America now. I mean, come on, it's got to be like 500 different skin tones now.
Exactly. I mean, the features and the personality outside of nurture in terms of, you know, you're around me.
That is really true. When I was a kid in New Orleans, black was black. And now in New Orleans, black is, I don't know, shades of black is what it is now. Green, yeah. Red, blue, blonde. I get totally confused.
Yeah, like Hazley. Hazley says she has a black parent. I'm like, you got black like my daughter. Because you white looking as everything else. But that's the racist carryover.
It is. Honestly.
Yeah.
It is. But down here, guys, before y'all get started, there's a lot of mixed blood down here. What do I call them? Creoles. That's what we call them in the South, Creoles.
They're all Creoles. I'm glad
because they're mixed. And so you understand what I mean by Creole, because Creole don't always mean black and white. Creole could mean French and black. It means a lot of things.
Beyonce is Creole. She's French, black, and something else.
Creole girls are usually Creole guys, I mean, are usually unbelievably beautiful. They really are.
Exactly. And
to help you understand that. You want to know why South America wins the majority of Miss Universes? That's why. Because them girls are mixed blood down there.
If you combine different races on just a basic biology level, you've combined different immune systems. So that baby will be better off because you've combined the different immune systems, let alone some hybrids, bigger, whatever.
You know, 100 years ago, someone had predicted by 2300 that we would be a light brown. The whole planet would be basically that color. And you know what? light. They might be right, because we're kind of moving that way. Blacks are getting lighter. White is getting darker. It's just this is where we're going.
It's not racist, but for me, I'm a little sad, because I prefer, on an artist perspective, it's not racism, but an artist perspective, I like contrast. I like when we enjoin our hands, I see something different.
Oh, Daryl,
come together.
Absolutely.
Actually, if I had to choose a hair, I'd say it'd be black and straight. That's because Indian and China
are black and straight. White people are envious of Asian hair. It's black, but it's straight. It's like, I don't have to do all the
girls want that straight hair out of their ass. Lord have mercy.
But you can still curl it, because you can still curl it. It takes effort, but you can still do whatever you want with it. Meanwhile, all the other races are just like, oh my God. I guess pinky stuff you see right here. Like, but when you mix the races, you don't know what you'll get out. Versus, what is it, Justin? I don't know if I'm Justin Timberlake. I'm talking about the American Idol contestants. You had both of them were mixed race. But one came out a little more black with the kinky hair, and one came out a little more white. And personally, I don't want white hair, but I don't necessarily want black hair. I want the mix. I love the mix. The mix is freaking beautiful to me. Because you're mixed. It's like, you got both. You got the best of both worlds.
You got some goofy people right now. Okay. Never mind. That was just ignorance. I'm like, that was loud.
No, tell me so I can say
no, because they said something about then why black people use stuff in their hair because their hair is hard now. And it got nothing to do with their hair being hard.
You're supposed to assimilate.
And Lily's making the point. That's for assimilation, which today's society is different. A lot of stuff, a lot of those pressures are gone unless you just want them to be. You know, you pretty much do whatever the hell you want with your hair today. It doesn't matter what color, you just do whatever the hell you want.
You can, but you won't get the same job.
And look, if y'all want a cheap perm, just stick your finger in the electric socket.
Boy!
That was a joke, but I did not mean that. Anyway, we got to move on to some other topics, but we're getting ready to wrap up in about 10 minutes. But a woman returns from vacation, finds family of strangers living in her home.
That's happened plenty of times.
Now, you know what's funny about this, or not so funny about these stories? Especially in California, if you've got a condo or a house that you're not living in, and squatters come live in it and start paying your condo dues or stuff like that, and they stay there for 3 or 4 years, you lost that house. Even though if you own it outright, you just lost that house.
Liberal BS.
That's some crap there, people. I'd be like, I'd be dragging people out the house. I'm telling you. I'd show up with the crew one day, and I'd be putting them on the street. I wouldn't even involve the police. I'd be like, you're in my house, now you're out of my house. That's the end of that. And I'd say, oh, you paid my condo dues? Yes, thank you. Here's a check. Oh, wait, where's my rent for the last 5 years? Hold on a second, get a check back. That's some BS going on there. That's got to change. It really, really does. And I know and then the Olympic gold medalist who came out against the crazy. You know, the guy's getting life in prison. He's getting off easy.
I think that part of it is.
What is it, 36, 38 kids that have come forward now? I mean, that's just ridiculous, people.
I do believe that.
Of course, if they put him in general population, we probably won't have to worry about it. We really want. Let's see. We went over to Oprah thing. Oh, we got this last. These last two. Oh, we went over to California poverty thing. A new thing sweeping our country: Australia, England, the United States. Lesbian and gay children suing their parents.
The business of.
For raising them in an all-gay family. You know, the article I'm looking at right now, this is a woman raised by a lesbian, speaks out, doesn't sugarcoat it, says what others are afraid to say, and she does. I mean, she is really, really harsh on her parents.
Yeah, I saw that. I posted that, and you reposted that.
I reposted it, yeah. And she, you know, I mean, she's really hard on him. She's one of the biggest bitches she had. She thinks it sucks that she had to grow up without a father. And it's been one of my big bitches. And I've said this 100 times, and I know Linda's having said this and other people, but bottom line is, if you're a lesbian or a gay guy, and you're going to get married, you're going to raise kids, and let's see, if you're gay guys and you're raising two sons, you need to make sure there's female influence in there. If you're lesbians and you're raising lesbians, I mean, raising daughters, you need to make sure there's a male in. They need to see straight society. You really should have some type of surrogate in there to help these kids out. That's wrong to try to dual parent from the same race, I mean, from the same sex. You're only hurting your children. You're giving them half an education. Especially, look, ladies and gentlemen, so you're raising these sons, and they have never had to deal with women. You know, look, that's unpreparing them for the world because just like men, women can be a real pain in the ass if you don't know how to deal with them. So you're going to send your 18-year-old son into the world who's never dealt with them. That's dangerous. You're going to do the same thing with your daughter? You're going to take your 18-year-old daughter, throw her in a world who's never had to deal with men because you shielded her? That's ignorant. You're only creating harm to these children. They need to know how straight people live because straight people make up 98% of the world's population. And that's not going to change. It doesn't matter how well this is accepted, that percentage is not going to change. It hasn't changed in 6,000 years, and it's not going to change in the next 6,000 years. The majority of the world will always be heterosexual, and trying to say that they're not or try to change our views is just another ignorant way of falling short on what we're supposed to be doing. Look, it doesn't matter what sex you personally want to be. That's your business. You're right in almost 100 of the 200 countries on the planet. But you should be held responsible if it causes damage to your child in any shape, form, or fashion. And before anybody starts on heterosexual parents, yeah, they can screw it up too. But you're already starting in the negative because you're only one sex. So it doesn't matter if the heterosexual screwed up because at least there's a mom and a dad for the kids to bounce back and forth to.
That's what we've talked about before, because as much as myself as an LGBTQIA wants to embrace that community, it's a matter of the fact that human biology is male and female. I'm not talking XX, XY, since the Y chromosome is being eaten by the X. That's just a matter of there's a difference. There's just an innate biological difference. And then you get the societal impact. So for a child not to have that influence, like Joe, you talked about, having a male or female influence based on the sex, not gender, because sex and gender are different based on the sex of the parents, having the influence of the other sex of humanity is important. It absolutely is. And that's what this woman talks about in this article. It's like, she's like, what am I missing? Just like any other single parent home, what are you missing? The other sex. Let alone the other gender, but the other sex. It's an understanding. It's like, I grew up without a father as well. So it's like, I don't know. You gather issues with the opposite sex and you make mistakes because you don't have the understanding of what it means to be a male and what that male relation has to do with your mother or your father.
Look at it like this, though. If being a single mother,
what does it mean to be a woman? What does it mean to be a man?
Well, but look at it like this. Society expects single parents, whether male or female, to bring in surrogates into their lives. Like, that's why we had the Big Brother, Big Sister programs in the United States.
Yeah, exactly.
So we expect for heterosexual parents to do this. Why don't we expect gay parents to do this?
Exactly.
I mean, if they're missing one side, why don't we expect, I'll give you an example.
Because you have a dom or a femme. No, absolutely not.
Give you an example. You can be a full-blown lesbian, have two sons, and still give them a father. And if you don't believe me, just look at Jodie Foster. She's been with her old lady for a long time. She's got two sons, and their father is current and parent as part of the parenting in their life. The kids are well-adjusted. Everybody seems to have a pretty good relationship. It helps the kids to understand both sides, so they grow up understanding the gay part of the world from their parents, who seem to be well-adjusted with it, their fathers, who's heterosexual, who seem to be well-adjusted with it. The kids have a choice now. They're not coming into college ill-equipped.
From an early age.
And you got to remember something too, especially, well, either sex, it doesn't matter. When you're putting kids through, they're coming through puberty and going to school, and you're only giving them half the story, you've got a problem.
Single parent or gay or lesbian parent, that's still half the story. Even if you have two people there, you've got two people to handle the load of a child, but not when it comes to basic biological. Yeah, like, no, dude, no.
Kids
a woman is not going to know what it is to have a penis, and a male is not going to know what it has to have a vagina, period. I don't care what you say, you don't understand. Even if you went to the best virtual reality simulator, you don't know.
This is something that you've got to be born and understand. This is part of our society that, look, we've said this 100,000 times. You can be whatever sex you want to be. Just remember, your kids need to understand both sides.
And that goes for lesbian couples raising a female child and male couples raising a male child. You still don't know the other half, and they need to know that and to operate in human society.
And in a lot of cases, I agree with you, Carl. I see what you just posted. She's been posted. Blah, 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 blah. Anyway, I agree. And in some of these cases, these parents are tainted. But in all fairness, and I don't know if it's more so with gay or heterosexual. I'd be lying because I really don't know. I can understand your point of view, and some of these gay guys are women haters, and some of these women are men haters. That's
lesbians
true.
Lesbians are man haters. Okay.
So yeah, that's it. And then you've got the problem, like we've seen in New York, with the two lesbians who are dressing their son up as a girl and trying to make him transgender. This has now happened. There's been 27 of these cases filed in the last year, where lesbian women have tried to convert their sons. And what happened is, in New York, the district attorney took up for him, and then we got involved, and we started calling psychologists up there, and a psychologist got involved and said, oh, no, this is child abuse.
27 out of 300 million.
It's 27 out of probably 1,000 or 5,000 more.
Not a good sample size for a study. That's not a good sample size. So I want to limit the impact, because not every gay or lesbian couple, whatever, is going to do that. But that's like still too much. It's still wrong, and it's still too much.
Jody figured out a way to balance it out so it can be done. And I said Ellen, but Ellen didn't have any children. Ellen, you ever notice, Ellen does, and so does Jody and them, they don't have to wear being gay on their sleeve. Everybody knows both these women are gay. They interact with everybody.
He just happened to be driving through. I'm sorry, I'm just using the terms of the
world. No, I understand. But she came out, her and her friend.
Yeah, they did, but it's like, oh, okay.
I understand.
Just gender normative.
But, you know, in Ellen and Portia's case, I mean, these are people who, they don't have to wear it. And this is what gets everybody going. You know, when a lot of this goes on, people are like, look, you'd be fine with it. You don't have to beat us over the head with it. We don't care that you're gay. We really don't.
But you can look like Ellen and still be straight. That's part of the point.
Yeah, you can. You look like Jody and be straight. I mean, that's the thing. I mean, if that's what you want to do, that's all fine. And, you know, a lot of women who wear short hair, a lot of people automatically think they're gay, which is stupid.
It's very stupid. Well, no, that's been defeated with Rihanna. Because, I mean, seriously, during the summer, short hair as a woman is like the best.
I don't blame you, but I know. I think that was the last one. Do we have anything else? Let me look.
Yeah, we gotta go in the next 5 minutes.
Yeah, we're getting ready to wrap right now. I was just making sure we didn't miss it. No, we got everybody. Damn, we actually got all the stories in one night. I'm gonna have.
Well, we didn't talk about Google, but whatever. And Trey Gowdy. Oh my God, my Trey Gowdy.
Yeah. Got all about Trey stepping down from the thing. And you know what he said, right? He said he had too much work.
He's the chairman of 5 currently.
Yeah, and they were supposed to, when he took over that committee, they were supposed to take him off another one. They never did. So he said, well, guess what? I'm out of here.
That's because he's amazing. I love Trey Gowdy.
Whatever he does, and he'll definitely be getting
right there. Yeah, he's the ghost. He's amazing.
He's amazing. He's good at what he does, guys. But I know we got to get out of here. Oh, no Christina George tonight. She's off tonight, guys. So she'll be back. She'll be with me Wednesday.
We didn't talk about Simone Biles either, but it's okay.
Yeah. Well, hey, where'd my dog come from? He's come sneaking up in here. Oh, he was underneath my robe.
There have been a lot of new sexual harassment accusations as part of the Me Too, Time's Up, whatever campaign. So, Tess just
been a lot
look
of guys
out.
Taking a little polygraph, guys. So we need to discuss
how. Oh, including Aziz Ansari in terms of I didn't really want to, but I did it anyway, and so I'm accusing you. Like, chick, don't do it. If you don't want to do it, don't do it. Uber. This was last year. You can Uber.
So I think maybe in the near future we'll go over the stories where there seem to be credible witnesses and the stories where the witnesses seem to be less than credible. Yeah. And it's important because, you know, we're talking 36 cases.
Yeah, just believe everybody.
And we're talking 36 cases, and right now it seems to be a 50-50 split. About 16 of them or 18 of them seem to be probably real, and the other 18 seem to be made up bullshit. So, but the problem is here is the Me Too movement seems to be sweeping all these women into one pile, which is going to hurt them.
And it's just women? Like, no.
Plenty men. And that's the other thing. You know, somebody said, well, the thing is to get people to speak up. Let me tell you why. Women, men are abused far more than you realize. And if they start speaking up, you're going to really feel bad about it.
Exactly. It can happen both ways. Come on. Personally,
I haven't met anybody down here that wasn't abused in some short fashion or another. So it's a dangerous game we're getting into here. And if we're going to start playing poor little me all the time, then we really got to start addressing the 36 female teachers that molested children last year. And I said, I said this last time. And I said, so we're going to talk about the women who got their ass grabbed by Weinstein, who were making millions of dollars, but we're not going to talk about the teachers molesting the children. I said, it's bullshit.
And it's hypocritical bullshit. Yeah.
So y'all want to play poor little me when you're out there doing as much damage as anybody else. That's bullshit.
Well, we can't generalize, but we just have to acknowledge that it goes both ways. And that was one of the problems.
Step up and take credit for it. You want the guys to do it, well, you got to do it too then. What's good for one is good for the other.
Women are also sexual creatures, right? As of the third wave women's movement. Guess what? They can abuse.
Obviously, millennial women are just, well, bad. I'm not going to say what I was going to say because it's a G-rated show.
Not all bad. Not all men, Joe. Not all bad.
To all y'all millennials are bad, bad, bad. But you know what, guys? They said that about the generations before you, so don't take it personal. Every generation at some point or another was evil and no good SOBs from the current one. Or the one above it.
Everybody's young at some point. Dang.
And I started being a baby boomer, smoking pot, getting naked. I mean, come on. What did they expect was going to happen after 10 years of all of that?
Well, what I love is when they blame millennials for their state of affairs. And I'm like, did you see the generation before us and the various drug epidemics and what have you? Like, those were our parents. Those hippies you saw, those were our parents. And you're going to talk crap about them.
The only thing you can hate on millennials for right now is just not getting out and spending money. But I think when the economy gets a little bit better,
being fiscally conservative and fiscally responsible, that's what you're gonna blame millennials for. Screw y'all.
I figure when the economy hits about a 4.0 GDP, you'll see millennials start buying homes, buying cars, because millennials are now getting into the mid-30s now. So you know you got the young end, which is I think 22 or 23, because you got the Z generation, and then you got the high end.
We're about 25, because a couple of years after me.
Y'all up in there, you know. So you got the high end of the millennials getting into their mid-30s, actually a little over their mid-30s now. So you're gonna start seeing them as and really 40 is the new grow-up age in the United States.
Exactly, middle age crisis is now.
If you were born back in the 1900s, early 1900s, grow-up age was about 20. If you were born in the 70s and 80s, grow-up age was about 25, 28. If you were in the 90s, it was about 30. And here you are in 2000, it's about 40. And that has a lot to do with that parents are living longer and stuff like that. So it's just a different world.
And the economy.
But trust me, they will get out into the world and spend money.
But people are hating on us for now. Can we get the money to spend? Did I not just tell you that wages have stagnated since the 70s? You don't make what you make. Inflation. Things don't cost the same. Everything sucks for us. When I graduated, it was the worst. It was the worst market for jobs for any college graduate in the history of the United States. But y'all want to rag on us.
And you can thank both parties for that.
Yes, exactly. It's not just one party. It's
I'd like to hate on both of them, but you can. I mean, on one of them, but you can hate on both of them for that. They screwed that up. But anyway, we got to get out of here. I know we gone. Lady, tell him good night. Tell him hello, amigos.
Adios, mis amigos. I can't even. I'm just sorry. After those last few points, yo espero porque un mundo que es más fácil o bastante I can't even right now. I'm sorry. I just wish everything was better. I love you all. Thank you for tuning in with us.
Pray for a 4.4 GDP. That means they can pay off the deficit, interest rates will drop to the floor, and money will be flowing like it's flowing champagne or something. If not, well, we're all screwed.
Just pray for the world. Pray for the whole world. It's not just the United States.
If you're in Hawaii, duck.
We didn't even talk about that ridiculousness.
We talked a little bit.
A little.
Well, you know, something it'll get touched on again because that was kind of retarded what happened here. But.
Ridiculous. One person. Oh, I'm sorry, news cameras. I didn't mean to press that button.
I liked when somebody asked the guy, you think it was on purpose? He said, no, I knew the guy. It was just a dumb accident.
There was a news camera crew in there, and he was showing them the proceed. Anyway, we'll see. Anyway.
I know. Don't for giving away secrets to our country, either, people. What's wrong with y'all? Lord have mercy.
Yeah, anyway. We'll be all right. Everything will be fine. Lord got us. Universe got us. The One has us. Whatever you want. We're fine. Everything's fine.
Praise evil. Going on with that one.
You praise the evil. I praise the One.
Goodbye, guys. We'll see y'all. Don't forget to come check us out Wednesday night. I mean, check out the normal lineup.
Wednesday.
But Wednesday's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to be having a little rebuttal from
ripping into some folks.
So we're going to be doing a quiet, peaceful rebuttal about some people
on
the internet, some garbage that's going around that we feel like addressing. But be sure to tune in for it, and then we're back to regular guests after that. But and don't forget Thursday, Jim Allen will be with me wreaking havoc, and of course the Friday lineup and the Saturday lineup. And Lily's favorite show is coming back. You heard it here first. We'll be back in a couple of weeks. So.
I wanted to. I know you guys miss me on that show, but
that's right.
Creative differences.
Differences of creation, yes. Creation, yeah. But anyway, we gotta go. Because Rebel Planet isn't officially launched yet, I didn't have to pursue the story.